And as long as we don't merge too much with the people surrounding us, our innocence of thoughts would be maintained. And one is to find the perfect spot where to follow one's art without anyone to prevent it. And once our goal is reached, our next problem may be to get rid of the medium that we utilize to reach it. And one must modernize to keep up the pace with a society unless he's totally independent from it. And we might indeed find an artificial replacement to our nature, but in the long run it will corrupt and will make it impossible to renew. And all our detachment might be due to the fact that we can't fully love nature in all our artificial circumstances. And as we leave a place for a better one, we later draw back to the previous and appreciate what we first didn't. And the ghosts of our anxiety are like the fumes released by our sedentary stagnation. And as we keep on preventing the decadence of our outfit, we find no time to refresh the rottening of our inner self. And as we close in the ever sharper definitions of our properties, the space in between grows too wild. And we shall appoint a frame and stick to it to succeed in a game that could otherwise fail due to much indecision. They are all the places we generate between the artificial and nature that are the most macabre to explore. And what is made unnaturally is anyway doomed to disappear and be forgotten. And whatever the environment may be, we are soon to be swallowed by its governors, unless they are completely exterminated. And the bigger is our effort to construct something without shortcuts, the longer will be the result. And as we seek to secure ourselves immortal, our soul is already dead. And we may save something for later, but not everything for a later that will never come. And the most subtle artificiality is the best device to experience the extreme of nature. And a compact artificial being is the premise to enjoy the widest of our natural surrounding. And while the most established in nature is the most accessible, in the artificial is the least. And as we waste our time picking traces of our experience, we might in the end grow tired of experiencing altogether. And we may lose our natural culture, but we shouldn't worry that nature will never lose itself. And our guide should be omnipresent and never abandon us, even when we feel like it. And despite the completely different directions that media offers us, we should calibrate to ponder them all. And it is only when our intuition has established our spiritual route that we can test it on any of the artificial networks. And we shall be aware that our nature may take us to one direction as well as the complete opposite one. And we shall never allow society to diminish our natural eagerness and thus be a passive unit of its closed mechanism. And at last we may have missed to behold a path that required too much of our effort to be accomplished. And we may focus on the form and struggle to establish it, or may as well immerse ourselves in the establishment of the content. And it's only by establishing our own format that we can legitimize our freedom within it without so much care of what is in other formats. And it is only by streaming the process that we are able to represent the result as a whole. As there may be those that experience, there might be also those that sacrifice themselves to provide that experience. And the more we artificially intervene, the uglier the result will turn out. And the more we define ourselves or get defined, the more will arise the contrast with the differences. And if we only persevere, even the flattest of pathways will elevate us to a spot. And at the end of the day, it might not only be what we have done, but what we didn't do to count for our judgment. And the more elevated is our spirit, the least evoluted needs to be the media to communicate it. And not to obstruct our existence, we shall be selective and systematic in tracing it. And we shall never underestimate the natural role of the others, but always try to facilitate it. In our search for truth, we cannot rely only on external resources and deny our common sense. And we shall not sacrifice every material comfort for the sake of our spirituality, but at all time be ready to do so. On our way, among everything we expected, the most remarkable are the ones we did not expect. And as for nature, when is time for us to take advantage is the best time for someone else to take advantage of us. And in our prudence, we are very light to leave our footprint that in our security is very marked. And even when nature may seem most monotonous, many are the variations to be enjoyed when approached naturally. And we may keep looking in the same place for what we're looking for, or we might search elsewhere for an equivalent. And we are to set our demands based on the service we can offer and how unique it is may be. And once all the society gets richer, what used to be the bread of the poor becomes an exclusive delicatesse. And all that nature has provided us with is required in full for our natural survival. And as we expose ourselves out of our comfort zone, only a mirage that resembles it is needed to get us going. It is the growing status of power that breaks the unity into fractions that want to get hold of it. And while the premise for culture is prosperity, the premise for its downfall is its culture going astray. And as our social status increases, we shall more make it a duty to regularly experience living in nature. And we might have more chances to accomplish a mission when we are less secured than when we are totally secured. And unless we give it a clear format, our medium will overcapture certain aspects and totally fail to capture others. And the respect for something increases as we spend some time to explore it without any accelerations. And as we may easily come to lack respect for our long-time representatives, we may appreciate the noble outcomes they inspired. And in our solitary explorations of most deserted environments, we might for once immerse ourselves in the wonders lying within us. And as we invent machines that could be used to accomplish something grandiose, we automate them to do something very base. And unless we regularly take a distance, the closer we are to something, the more we get affected.